This is the Coast Coast number one hit music station, 105.5 Star FM.
Star FM's Tech Talk. With our resident geek. Let me introduce you. Trent Geddes.
Thanks for the introduction. Geez, that's quite an introduction. Morning.
They've gone to town, mate. You've got a better intro than anything on this show. Mate, let's kick things off this morning and say happy birthday to the iPod.
Yeah, it's around 13 years now since the first iPod came about. Around this time in 2001 was when Apple had the keynote conference for the iPod. Back then, it was a hard drive-based digital music player, and they released it to a small crowd. They weren't original with the idea of being a digital music player, but they certainly revolutionised the way that we listened to music and the way that we controlled our music collection.
It's totally changed the way the world works now, and can you believe five generations of different iPods so far?
Five models and five generations of each of those models. From 2001 right through till 2012. They've still got them on sale at the moment, but, you know, these days people have got that sort of application on their phone now.
Yeah. In other news trends, Commonwealth Bank changing their app now, making it easy for you to keep control of your security online, because we were talking about this last week, a few online security breaches with banks. CommBank stepped up.
Yeah, they've stepped up their application a little more. You can get the update for iOS and Android if you are a Commonwealth Bank customer for free. You'd already know it had features such as tap and go for compatible devices and the ability to do internet banking transactions and even take money from an ATM with the application. But now they've put a really great feature in it in the form of a misplaced card temporary lock. So, you know those occasions where you lose your wallet around your home or at a mate's place or something.
Often you lose your card, you're hungover, and your brain is panicking and you just can't think of what you've got in that wallet except for your bank card.
And so you can put a temporary lock on it and, you know, when you find the card, you can take it off again. If you don't find it, you can order a new card via the application. So you don't even have to pick up the phone and talk to someone or even go in store, really.
I'm surprised it's taken this long for someone to figure out that idea. You think it seems pretty straightforward.
I'd say it's all just based on, you know, how secure the application needs to be before they can release these features.
Right.
But, I'm glad it's come. I hope a couple of banks take some pages of inspiration from the Commonwealth Bank on this one.
Yeah, many people bring a sigh of relief now. They can worry a little less on a Sunday morning, I think. In final news this morning, Trent, and your gadget of the week, we can say, it is a brand new travel case.
Yeah, I don't go travelling that often, but, you know, I kind of, being a tech guy, I dread the idea of stuff, you know, being unprotected, and the idea of the case being able to just travel almost anywhere instead of my journey.
For anyone that's ever lost luggage, I can imagine not a very good experience. And I've known a few friends that have had to borrow clothes off me in the past, waiting for their luggage to be returned back to the country. So what does this device do? What is it all about?
So it's called the Blue Smart Luggage Case. So essentially, it's got like a little mini computer in it, which has got proximity and GPS tracking. You can basically download an application for your phone and you can find out which direction the case is traveling in. You can use the proximity sensors in the cases of where it's on the travel belt. Before you even leave home, the top handle actually has a scale built into it. So you can hold on to that and grab the app and find out how heavy your bag is.
That is brilliant. I've seen, again, people in a panic opening their suitcase trying to put on about 3 kilos worth of clothes before heading back from Thailand. It seems like just such an obvious invention, but no one's done it until this point, so finally.
Yeah, no one's invested the money into it.
When's that hitting the shelves, Trent, do you know?
It should be shipping by July next year.
You beauty. All right, well, if you want to find out any more details about today or any other Tech Talk segments that we've had, one website to go, trent.net.au. Trent Geddes, thanks again, mate.
Cheers.